The U.S. women's national hockey team will play in their world championship this year. The team had deadlocked in a 15-month contract dispute with USA Hockey, and they threatened to boycott the tournament earlier this year when talks stalled. But the threat worked. Hockey players from colleges to recreational players and even high school players turned down offers to step in as a replacement team. Instead, they stood in solidarity with the defending world champs. Now, the women have a livable wage, reportedly about $70,000 a year. That's up from $6,000 every 4 years. And now the women are on par with the men's team on travel stipends and accommodations. USA Hockey also agreed to improve their marketing efforts for the women's team and to start providing support for elite girls programs. Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson is a forward on the national team. She spoke with us from Fargo International Airport on her way to Plymouth, Michigan to start training for the World Championships. They start Friday.
To be able to train and skate the way we need to without it being the financial burden moving forward, I think is going to be very, very beneficial for our team. But it's also going to change how our team moves forward, what players will do with their career, because hopefully it's not a financial burden anymore. But then it's also going to change the landscape for the next generation coming up.
And talk to me about the men's hockey team. How do they get paid?
The men's national team, they don't get paid because they play in the NHL. So they get, you know, paid by their NHL salaries, which, you know, are millions of dollars. And so we took the stance that we wanted equitable support. So how they travel, meals per diem, accommodations, disability insurance, all those things that they were providing the men, we felt by the Ted Stevens Amateur Sports Act, they are obligated to provide that for us. And so we were able to accomplish that in the agreement. And then we just feel like there's also going to be a trickle-down effect, and it's going to impact the younger generation. We're going to have more publicity, more marketing, which is a piece to the puzzle. And so we're very excited moving forward.
And talk to me about your organizing effort. USA Women's National Hockey players threatened to boycott the World Championships. USA Hockey threatened to then bring in replacements for the players. And Jocelyn, you and other female players reached out to college and high school players and recreational players to persuade them not to be the backup team.
Yeah, we were in contact with all the Division I and Division III coaches. Without all the support that we had, this wouldn't have been able to happen. We know so many players that turned down offers to play starting Friday. And so without everyone standing with us, we probably wouldn't be here today. And so that we are very grateful for.
What did that feel like?
It was very overwhelming in a positive way. Just the support that came our way from the players, coaches, just everywhere, not just in the sporting world. And so, and then to understand, like, that's not an easy for a college kid or a high school kid to say no to it. That it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. But I think it also speaks volumes for what we were fighting for. People were hearing us, and to know that it was going to impact them probably more so than the current players now, I think is why everyone was willing to stand with us in this.
Your first game on Friday is against Canada?
Yep, I'm excited. Gonna try and get some sleep on this next flight, and then just excited to see everyone get back on the ice, see everyone for the first time since this all has kind of happened the last couple weeks. And so yesterday was a whirlwind, just getting everything finalized, and now I think we're all just relieved that we can go to the rink, focus on what we love doing, and prepare to defend our world championship.
And just before I let you go, how did you get into hockey?
I have four older brothers that played, and so basically my sister and I, we just chased them around and did whatever they did, and so without them, hockey probably wouldn't have been our sport of choosing, but I would say just following them around growing up, just love the game.
Jocelyn, thank you so much, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you very much.
Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson is a forward on the women's national team. Her sister, Monique Lamoureux-Mirando, also plays on the team.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.